Chapter 8. The appearance of Justine was calm. When she entered the court, she quickly discovered where we were seated. A tear dimmed her eye, but she quickly recovered herself. Her sorrow attested her innocence. The trial began. Several witnesses were called. She had been out all night the night of the murder, and was seen by a market woman, not far from the spot where the body had been found. She returned to the house about 8 o'clock. When shown the body, she fell into violent hysterics. A picture had been found in her pocket, which the dead child had worn round his neck.
God knows, I am innocent.
She had passed that evening at the house of an aunt in Chine, a league from Geneva. On her return, a man asked her if she had seen the lost child. She looked for him. The gates of Geneva were shut. She passed the night in a barn. Towards morning, steps disturbed her, and she awoke. It was dawn.
The picture could have been placed in my pocket. But I have no enemy. Did the murderer place it there? I don't know. I can't explain it. I depend on my judges, yet, I see no hope. I am the sister of the child who was murdered. Justine lives with me. She nursed Madame Frankenstein, my aunt, with affection and care. Afterwards, she attended her own mother, then returned to our home, where she is loved. She loved the child. I believe in her innocence.
I believed in Justine's innocence. I knew it. I rushed out of the court in agony. The ballots were thrown, and Justine was condemned. Justine had confessed her guilt. What could it mean? I returned home. This was a blow to Elizabeth. Justine asked to see us. The idea of this visit was torture to me, yet, I could not refuse. Justine sat on some straw, her hands were manacled, and her head rested on her knees. She rose on seeing us, and when we were alone with her, she threw herself at the feet of Elizabeth. They wept.
Justine. Oh, Elizabeth, do you believe that I am so wicked?
Her voice was suffocated with sobs.
Why do you kneel, if you are innocent? I heard you declare your guilt. I confessed a lie, to obtain absolution. God of heaven, forgive me. My confessor threatened excommunication. What could I do? Now I am truly miserable. William, blessed child, I shall see you in heaven. Justine, why did you confess? You shall not die.
Justine died the next day. She perished on the scaffold as a murderess. I beheld those I loved, the first hapless victims of my unhallowed arts.